your collar. Say some woman bumped into you. I found a earring in your coat pocket. Does it belong to her too? Phone booth, 'cause you're your mama's only son. And when the telephone rang one time last night, that wasn't some nut just having fun.
Like glass, yet you beg her to love you, but me. Being that it's February, which means being that it is Black History Month, it feels more important than ever to include women of color on the program. But of course, with every week here on Girly So Groovy, I hope that that diversity seems to weave its way through each episode. But again, the fact that it's February, let's celebrate voices like the legendary Gladys Knight right there. It's Gladys Knight and the Pips with the 1970 song, If I Were Your Woman. That's from the album, If I Were Your Woman. In the middle, it is music from another incredible Black musician who, sadly, I just discovered right after her her death in August. I shouldn't say untimely. She was in her 90s when she passed away. I am speaking about the musician Mabel John. We've never featured, as far as I remember, Mabel John here on Girly So Groovy. But this is one of the coolest facts about Mabel John. She was the first woman ever signed to Motown Records. So think of the legacy that she left with that record label and the doors that she opened for so many women to follow. Diana Ross and the Supremes, Martha Reeves, Martha and the Vandellas. So many voices, so many that came after Mabel John. And Mabel John herself, many music critics felt that her career was unjustly overshadowed because her brother was Little Willie John and had much of a bigger career. But celebrating voices that need to be heard. That's what Girly So Groovy is all about week after week. The song that we heard from Mabel John is Don't Get Caught. That comes from Mabel John's 1966 album, Stay Out of the Kitchen. And while Mabel John was the first Motown woman signed, Stay Out of the Kitchen actually was released on Stax Records. So starting the second hour, we did begin with Oakland, California, vintage garage rock band, Shannon and the Clams. The song we heard was Vanishing. That's the closing track on their most recent album, Year of the Spider. All right, it's time for a duo that I don't think has been on Girly So Groovy for quite a while. I am talking about the duo known as Oh Pep right now. Here on Girly So Groovy.
The world's on fire, you can't help it. It's how you're wired, you're gonna go and wreck this. With no one's help, you can do it on your own. Next time we're talking on the telephone. Loose change for pizza. Loose change for flying home. Doesn't take much to defeat ya. Words are worse than broken bones. I'm coming up to meet ya. Fuck talking on the telephone. Yeah.
I'm gonna go your way. If you go, started out.
Always reminding you that women's rights are human rights and human rights are women's rights. This is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert. Music right there from Sister Trio, Haim. The song is called Forever. That's from their 2013 debut album, Days Are Gone. You know, I feel like lately, the last few weeks here on Girly So Groovy, we have been doing sister duos and trios from Haim to First Aid Kit to Tegan and Sarah. Do you think it would be fun one time to do a show, maybe even just an hour, on celebrating sister bands? I think we have something there. There is something, a kernel of a show that I could work with. If you think it would make for a fun hour or 2 hours here on Girly So Groovy, let me know. Message me on Instagram at GSG Radio or at facebook.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy, ending with an IE. In the middle, it is beguiling indie rock cabaret band Lucius from their newest album, Second Nature. We listen to the song Heartburst. And kicking off the set, it is Australian indie rock duo OPEP. From their latest album, I Wasn't Only Thinking About You, we heard the song Bleeding Hearts. Lots of music to get to in the last half hour of the show. We are going to take a turn for some dark alternative rock with Sleater-Kinney, the band Shopping. But coming up next, it is one of my favorite new bands of the 2020s, Dry Cleaning. They began work on their second album before the London Quartet had even released their 2021 debut, New Long Leg. Their sophomore album, Stumpwork, allowed the post-punk band a quieter, slower approach that highlights their warmth and humor. So it is new Dry Cleaning up next here on your favorite, Girly So Groovy.
Gary, family daughters, he's stuck on your back without me, dogs running free. Dad's got blood on his head. hit with his stumpy legs. Choo-choo-choo-choo.